marrying a kohenes. We are all aware that a kohen has certain limitations and regulations regarding who he may marry, such as he may not marry a divorcee, a woman who is halachically defined as a zayna, a chalala. And the question is asked, what about a girl who is a kohenes, a woman who is a kohenes? Does she have any limitations against certain marriages, certain men? So from a Torah perspective, in terms of Torah laws regarding regulations regarding who a kohenes may marry, there are no regulations. She's just like any other girl, any other woman. And there is no difference between a kohenes, a levia, and a yisraelis. They all have the same status regarding who they may and may not marry. No additions for a kohenes. However, we find in the Talmud a certain warning that it is not a good idea for a kohenes to marry in Amaretz, an ignoramus, someone who's not defined as a Torah scholar, as a Talmud Chacham. So is recorded in the Gemara in Psachim 49a, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bas Kayin Li Yisrael, Ein Zivugim Ayla Yafe. And the Gemara establishes this to be referring to an Amaretz. And it continues and states that their marriage will not be successful, as either he or she will quickly die, or they will be in constant fight with each other, or they will become poor and not be successful in making a parnasa. So who then should she marry, continues the Gemara. However, if she marries a Talmud Chacham, a Torah scholar, not only can this marriage be successful, but on the contrary, it is pleasant and praised, as the Torah and priesthood complement each other, and their marriage is a segula for health, for wealth. And thus, says Rabbi Yochanan, one who desires wealth is to marry a descendant of Aaron. And Rav Sheshet said in the name of Rav Papa that he became wealthy due to marrying the kohenes. So in summary, the Gemara states some very bad things if an Amoritz marries a kohenes, and some very good things if a Talmud Chacham marries a kohenes. What is the halacha today? So it's recorded in the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer, chapter 2, halacha 8. This exact ruling of the Talmud, that an Amoritz should not marry a kohenes, while a Torah scholar should marry a kohenes, and it is pleasant and praised, as we mentioned. So it seems, la halacha, that the Mechaber rules this way even today. However, the question is asked, what is the definition of an Am Haaretz versus a Talmud Chacham? Given we accept the statement in the Talmud and the Shulchan Aruch, but what's the definition? Who's included in those categories that you shouldn't or should marry? So some poskim actually rule that today there's no such thing as the Am Haaretz that existed back then. The Am Haaretz of back in the day referred to someone who belittles and scorns at mitzvahs. It's not something measured by scholarliness, by knowledge. And thus, anyone today who's a frum Jew, who's a God-fearing Jew, doesn't belittle and scorn the mitzvahs, is already considered a Talmud Chacham in this regard. So rules the Chavis Yer in response to 70 and the Aruch HaShulchan in 2.5. Other poskim, however, disagree with this and rule that the definition of a Talmud Chacham is, as it says in the Talmud and poskim, someone who knows Torah to a very high caliber of knowledge. As it states in some places, you can ask him anything in halacha and he can answer you without stuttering. And in Amoritz is literally someone who doesn't have this level of expertise. Nonetheless, these poskim add, today there's a different reason why you can be lenient, and even someone who's not a halachically defined Talmud Chacham may marry a kohenes. And that is because who says the kohanim today are real kohanim? Do they have proof of lineage? Their kahuna status is only due to chazaka. Accordingly, such a kohenes doesn't have really the same severity as what was really written about in the Talmud and the Shulchan Aruch. Furthermore, due to the rule of Shemer Psayim Hashem, once the community becomes lenient in something, Hashem guards them from any wrongdoing, from any evil befalling them. The same would apply here. And so rules the Tzemach Tzedek in his Tshuva, in Evan Ezer 11, and other Paiskim. So to summarize, practically the custom today is not to be makbid against an Am Haaretz marrying a kohenes, for one reason or another. And Hashem protects us from the negative things written in the Talmud and Shulchan Aruch. However, nonetheless, the Chabad Rebbeim gave very specific instructions to Chassanim, who are not Koyanim, who marry a kohenes. And we will now go through those directives, which were different amongst Rebbeim and throughout the years. The directive of the Tzemach Tzedek in that tshuva was for the chassam to be well versed in one mesecht in Shas. And by doing so, he leaves the status of an Amah Oretz, at least for today's times. In general, the Chabad Rebbeim instructed that the chassam study by heart one tractate of the Talmud and repeat it from memory every day. So writes the Rebbe Rashab in the name of the Tzemach Tzedek elsewhere. So not just to learn at one time in your life, but to review it daily. Elsewhere, the Tzemach Tzedek directed that the husband give a small contribution to charity daily throughout his life. And so it ends up when, as an alternative of either learning daily, repeating the Masechta by heart, or giving tzedakah daily. And as the Rebbe Rashab emphasizes, all this is to be done bli neder. This is the directives that were given by the Tzemach Tzedek and the Rebbe Rashab. The Rebbe, however, negated the need for one to follow the above directives and give charity daily and review the Masechta and Mishnayos daily. And rather, the Rebbe advises follows throughout his various letters. Number one, to add in learning. Number two, to be well-versed in one Masechta before the wedding. One can choose any Masechta, even the smallest Masechta in Shas, including Masechas Kala, which is found in the end of Seder Nezikin and in the Gemaras. It's a very short Masechta with only one chapter. The Rebbe added, you don't have to memorize it by heart, but rather just to simply know the content. If someone didn't do this before the wedding, you should do it after the wedding. On one occasion, the Rebbe told a chassan to learn the whole Shisha Sidra Mishnah before the wedding. Another chassan was told to review all the laws in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and be expert in them. But the idea is that the Rebbe said you don't have to follow what was directed in previous generations by the Rebbeim to every single day study it by heart, every single day review it, every single day give tzedakah. And it suffices in today's times to simply before the wedding do as we said, to learn a masechta, and you don't have to do it anymore. And the Rebbe in fact mentioned that being too particular in this matter itself can bring about the negative things written in the Gemara. And therefore, a person should, who's married to Kehenis, before the wedding, learn at once or after the wedding, if he didn't do so beforehand, and then put it aside and forget about it.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.